The ancient Mayans are known for their remarkably accurate calendar, inventing the mathematical concept of zero, and, less widely, for giving the world chocolate. Although it wasn't known to the Western world until the conquistadors sent some back to Spain, researcher Kirsten Triplett, a specialist in Mayan ethnobotany, says the native people had been cultivating and using cacao for centuries before that.
We do find chocolate evidence in the archaeological record that's 3,000 years old. We know that the Maya had been consuming it for a long time. We know that it was a sacred substance for them. We've sort of translated it into a profane substance because it lacks this religious significance it used to have for the Maya.
For them, it was much more than something sweet to eat.
Chocolate was highly significant as part of social transactions and cementing commercial and political agreements and transactions. We know that the Maya were transporting chocolate sometimes hundreds and hundreds of miles as a tribute item. They also used chocolate to define their neighborhood boundaries.
Triplett, who presented on the subject at the Science Buzz Cafe series in Sebastopol last night, says it was Hernan Cortez who introduced chocolate to Spanish royalty in the early 1500s, after which it became a closely guarded national treasure, at least for a while.
The early history of chocolate in Europe is cloak and dagger, spy versus spy, attempts to wrest the recipe and the sources away from the Spanish. It was part of their monopoly of the New World. And then in the 1800s, there was a lot of technological innovation that allowed chocolate bars to be made for the first time. And also with the addition of milk powder, they could make milk chocolate for the first time.
What is it about those tropical beans, which are not in themselves at all sweet, that makes the product they yield so sought after by humans? Triplett says it can all be traced to our biochemistry.
There are a lot of chemicals in there that mimic neurotransmitters that our central nervous system secretes, phenylethylamines, endorphin-like substances. Some people say that the substance in chocolate resembles the THC molecule in marijuana. That is part of a cascade reaction of happiness for us. And certainly, if we're eating good chocolate, we're getting the effects of the chocolate itself rather than the sugar or the milk.
Those properties have endured down through the ages, even as the cacao plants themselves have changed. In fact, Triplett says, the historic native trees now appear to be all gone.
Part of my research was to identify some of the oldest populations of the native chocolate trees that grow in Central America. And what I found is that those historical populations are virtually extinct. What we've seen is a really heavy influx of South American hybrids into all of cacao production. Cacao production has actually moved from being isolated in Central America, its homeland, to now being planted in an equatorial band around the world.
The upside to these changes, she adds, is that we now have ready access to a wide range of gourmet chocolate, a distinct change from the cheap, low-quality candies that proliferated in this country through the mid to late 20th century. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.